We have a special guest on the line with us. He is Andrew Weber, the head men's basketball coach at Rockford University, a team that's playing very well, maybe a little under the radar as far as Rockford's knowledge is concerned. We want to make sure they get the word out. This Rockford University team is looking really good this year. How you doing, Andrew?
Doing pretty good. How about you guys?
Not too bad, not too bad. Hey, you guys are, like I said, you're having maybe an under-the-radar year. You're 10-6 right now in the conference, third place. And if my research is right, this will be your first winning season for Rockford University since 2011.
Yep, for the conference. It's been a little bit of a while since we had a winning conference record. And the guys are playing well, playing really good basketball at the end of the year, which is when you want to do it. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, we still got four games left, so
sure.
still, a lot of key games left, and we got to take care of business tonight at home and kind of see what happens.
Now, mathematically, you can't get the conference title, correct? If I do my math right, maybe a co-champ still possibility.
There's a possibility of a co-champ. You know, we'd have to win out and get some help, but right now we're sitting in a pretty good spot where we would host a first round conference game if we continue to take care of our business, and that's a pretty good goal to accomplish.
Sure. Well, kind of tell me a little bit about the season now. It's progressed. I think we talked to you before the season started, but tell me a little bit about how the season's progressed, and is this success a surprise to you, or did you kind of see this coming?
Started off a little slow. We started out 0-5, 0-3 in the conference. Played some pretty tough competition. At home, non-conference-wise, we played Augustana, who at the time was number one in the country, and played pretty well with them, and like I said, lost a couple conference games early, but kind of hit our stride about the beginning of December. We had a quadruple overtime win for our first win of the year, and kind of parlayed that into a nice win streak with a couple key wins there right before Christmas, and then came back in the new year, started off pretty well, and been playing pretty good basketball.
Is there anything particular that made the change? I mean, I noticed you've won 7 of your last 10. Like you said, the change kind of came in December. Was it like somebody came back healthy or something that you did for a change, or just did it all just kind of click?
It's no credit to me. It's credit to the guys in the uniform. It's credit to guys like Tony Deamer, Kevin Deamer, Brandon Emmerich, Jeremiah Stewart, all those guys that all they did was just they stuck together.
Mm-hmm.
And what we believe as coaches is a key part to why we've had success lately is they've just stuck together. They're a group of guys that genuinely like each other on and off the court. They support each other. They bring a ton of energy. And when they stick together, when things aren't going well, then you can just focus on the X's and O's and continue to get better individually and as a team and not have to try to get guys to buy in and stay bought in, those kind of things. They did it. And they've been great every day in practice and been great in games.
Now, led by Tony Deamer, you've got a bit of a—if correct me if I'm wrong—more of a more veteran team this year. This is your fourth year with the program. Is this your most veteran team? Correct?
Close to it. Okay. 2015, 2016, we had quite a bit of seniors. I think we had six seniors that year. We have six seniors this year. Five of them get crucial minutes for us and play crucial roles. And then the other one plays a crucial role too. He does a great job in practice. Dante Cameron does. Of preparing us for our conference games. So all six seniors have been great. And if you look at the history of the league, the team with the most experience is usually a team that's kind of standing there at the end.
Talk a little bit about Tony Deamer. I mean, he's been your main man, obviously, and I think he got Player of the Week this last week for the NAC. So tell me a little bit about him and some of the other guys and their contributions on the court.
Well, Tony's going to hate it because he doesn't like the attention. So, but he's been great. He's been great his whole entire career. He's consistent. And that's what you want as a coach. Is you want to know every night I'm going to get X amount of points, X amount of rebounds. And not even just that part of what he does, but it's the leadership that he's really brought this year. He came from a high school program where it was kind of upperclassmen were the leaders, and that's what he's done the last 3 years. Whereas this year he's been much more vocal in leadership, and the guys have really listened to him and kind of taken that from him as well, which has then led into leadership from Brandon Emmerich and even Kevin. Kevin's an energy guy. He's the loudest one in the room in a good way. So,
right.
With those three guys leading us, and then you got Kevontae Shaw and Jeremiah Stewart and Will Adams and Talon Harden, Taylor Crocker, just, they're all providing leadership in their own individual ways.
And it's kind of neat, too, with Tony and Kevin, of course, is they're both Boylan products. They're, and I think they're the only hometown players on your team, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
We do have Jacob Stowers from Christian Life as well.
Right. He's a freshman, though, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Yep. Okay. And that kind of leads me to the next thing, too, is first question regarding recruiting, now I'll jump ahead to that, is what is the process when you're recruiting at this time of year, which obviously you need to be looking around, checking out other players, and yet you've got your games going. How do you juggle your responsibilities, your assistants' responsibilities? How do you get out and about to recruit and get this team built up again for next year?
Well, I'm fortunate that I got a great staff. I got three assistant coaches that do a great job. On any given night, pretty much when we don't have a game, we're out recruiting. Mm-hmm. And if we're not out recruiting, unfortunately, the weather hasn't been the greatest for us in the last couple of weeks as far as getting out to games. But when we are able to, we're out and talking. And, what's nice, too, is we have a great alumni base that a lot of them are coaches now. So, if we, happen to not know anything about somebody and they do, they'll pass the word and they'll go out and kind of recruit for us as well. So it's nice to have that alumni base and to help us in recruiting.
And how do you get to the outlying areas and the farther away areas to draw players? And how do they find Rockford University, or how do you find them?
There's a couple of recruiting websites out there that, based on what we offer academically and things like that, that kind of fit, different pieces together. And, there's kids, we've had kids from Arizona, we've had kids from Texas, Kentucky, Florida, that just, they're looking for opportunity and like what we had to offer as a institution and a basketball program, and been great fits. Actually, one of my assistants is from Arizona, recruited him. He's got family in the area around here, so he was able to come up here, had a great four-year career, and lucky to have him on staff now.
Tell me a little bit how you've changed as a coach. Like I said, it's your fourth year now. How have you grown? What are some of the things you've learned that maybe you look back in your first year and go, boy, I was an idiot for doing this or that, or the changes that you've seen in the 4 years?
I would say I'd probably say that more than I probably should, but I think the biggest thing is just coming with experience. When I took over, I was 27. And now 4 years later, I'd like to think that grown and just learned the game. But I guess the biggest thing that I've taken throughout my whole coaching career is just the relationships. I think that's what's key about our team now is all of our players have great relationships, not just with each other, but with the coaches. And it's more than just basketball. And I think that's why our team chemistry and everybody getting along is as good as it is now.
Are you looking at it on the road? Is your goal is to keep climbing the ladder, or are you comfortable right now at Rockford University?
My goal is tonight's game at 7:15.
All right. That's a proper politically correct answer. Especially,
I'm a local guy. I love the university. I love the program. I've been part of it since 08-09. To have things going as successfully as we have now, it's because of the people around me. So, definitely not thinking about the future, and it's not just a politically correct answer, but just tonight at 7:15 is where our focus is, and we'll try to get that game.
Now, one last question regarding this: the season right now is, as the way the teams are playing as of late, particularly, and you mentioned you might be able to host a tournament game. How does the NCAA Division III playoffs work in terms of a postseason bid, and could you have one, and how far could you go?
How it usually works is very similar to the Division I, where every conference has their conference tournament, and then whoever wins the conference tournament in most leagues gets an automatic qualifier. And then there's other teams that get at-large bids and things like that. In order for us to get in, we're going to have to win the conference tournament. Right now, our goal is to get into the conference tournament. We're in a good spot to do that. And then once we get in there, anything can happen, but we do feel confident that we could be one of the final team standings, but we still got to take care of business tonight and over the next four games.
What are the last couple of things you need to work on, improve on, that you can guarantee that a specific thing like maybe defense or fast break or whatever it may be? What are the things you need to focus on?
For us, it's going to be defense. Uh-huh. We've gotten better throughout the year with it, and if we're going to make any kind of run, it's going to have to be on a defensive end, because we have the ability to score. Mm-hmm. And you can see that just by looking at our stats. But, you know, in our games that we've won, our defense has been very solid. And as we continue to stay consistent in that, I think it's going to give us a great chance.
You mentioned that. I'm looking at the scores right now. And in your last several games, 81, 85, 83, 76, 74, 80. And then in your last win Saturday against Benedictine, you scored 93 points. So, yeah, you're right. You have no problem putting the ball in the basket. That's for sure.
Nope, not at all. Our guys can definitely score. And what's been great is, you know, we've had multiple leading scorers throughout the season. We've had, Saturday, we had five guys in double digits. For us to have three or four guys in double digits is not surprising at all. It's been very consistent for us, whether it's in the starters or guys off the bench. So scoring's been great. Like I said, we just got to continue to get better defensively, and we've done that throughout the year.
And, of course, the big one tonight, like you said, it's Concordia Chicago at home tonight. Game's at 7:15. It's senior day. It is your last scheduled home game. Like you said, there's a possibility of a home game in the postseason in the conference tournament. But for right now, focus your last chance to maybe get out and chance to see the Rockview University Regents and the successful team that Andrew Weber's put together here. So 7:15 against Concordia Chicago tonight at Rockview University. Andrew, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. And best of luck down the stretch here, and hopefully make a nice long run.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Anytime I get a chance to talk region basketball with you guys, it's always a pleasure.